back. It's Rosie on the House on a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We were in the middle of the digital newsroom when we had to cut for a break, and I was just getting to Daniel's email again in Mesa on a busy corner, and he cannot get it quiet enough. He's got a brick home, and so there's not a whole lot he can do there without adding some extra veneer on the outside or some insulation.
Could certainly go thermal advantage, foam injection inside the block walls.
Yeah, if it,
that will help a lot.
If there's voids, it sounds like a brick. So okay. I don't know if it's one of those older ones that's a solid brick that doesn't have.
Okay.
But he says, I've narrowed it down to the windows. What are my, where do I go from here? Where do I start window shopping? Well, Daniel, we have talked about this product for a long time. Not often, because it's made in Baton Rouge, and there was nobody local to do the work. So you would have to measure it yourself. And I know that sounds like a pretty easy task, but if you go into a Habitat Restore or any construction recycling store and see the number of windows that were ordered and measured wrong,
Boneyard.
it's not as easy as it is. So there is finally some guys in construction have brought in Magnetite Southwest to Arizona. So if you go to magnetitesouthwest.com, you will find the Magnetite window. It's an acrylic pane that is magnetically sealed to the inside of your window. And it, when you're not using it, you pull the Magnetite off, move it over, put it on top of the other pane, open your window. At night, when you're trying to sleep and you need the calm sound, and there's so many times your window's not even open. So, I mean, it could be months before you ever needed to remove it. It's an incredible product. And not only is it great for sound insulation, it adds more barriers, another barrier to the insulation value. It seals it up. If you've got some old windows that you've got dust coming through, this is one more layer of defense against that. And if you're hearing this, it's a statewide broadcast, and you're in Tucson or you're in Northern Arizona and you do window treatments and you're looking for to expand your line, at Magnetite Southwest, you can also inquire there about becoming a dealer, because not only is this something they're installing, but they are the distribution point to get this as a product available to the entire Southwest. So we're very excited to see it. It was originally introduced as a storm window.
Yeah, hurricane
against hurricanes. Protection. So it's a very durable window applied to the inside here. Sound, insulation, dust, it's something. And actually, we mentioned the Home and Garden Show, the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show down at the fairgrounds. They are exhibitors this weekend as well, so okay. You can go check it out there.
There you go. People ask all the time, is it worth the money for triple pane windows? And I always tell them, only if you're trying to fight a noisy condition. Generally, triple pane windows are not worth the money in energy conserving benefits. But acoustically, they are. And this accomplishes the same thing.
Without having to rip them out and put in a new one.
We actually installed them in our hobby studio at the house, and I can't believe how much noise it...
We still haven't got Mitch to come by with his Harley to do a sound meter test. We're going to have him rev his Harley outside without them, and then with them to get a meter reading difference.
I got a call this week as well.
Julia.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to the show here, darling.
Yeah.
Our call screener.
I thought I'd share this call with you because a consumer alert on companies, just if it doesn't sound right, it's probably not right.
Yeah.
A gal called this week that she had a paint job done. It was a poor paint job.
Okay.
There were drips and blemishes.
Perfect.
And so she asked the painter.
Wasn't a Rosie certified painter, I can tell you that.
It was not.
Yeah.
And she said, well, what about these drips? And he said, well, the ROC tells us that if you can stand back 6 feet and not see them, we don't have to fix them.
That's a 6 foot paint job.
Yes. So with her due diligence and her Rosie knowledge, she did call the ROC to double check that. And turns out that is not true.
Can you pay for a 3 foot paint job?
Right. There you go.
How about an 8 foot paint job? Can you pay for an 8 foot paint job? Depending on what your budget is?
What's scary about that for that homeowner is it tells me, a couple things. One, either they weren't back rolling and the painter was applying too much, or they've watered down the paint.
Yeah.
And it was running. So it improperly done from the beginning.
Well, and the other scary thing is that line must have worked on somebody. There is somebody in town with grips running down their wall thinking that's a 6-foot paint job.
Because they paid for a 6-foot paint job. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's why Rosie on the House is here, to protect homeowners. Hopefully, we'd like to catch the homeowner before they sign a contract with somebody like that and going to give them a job like that. You can protect yourself by going to the website, rosieonthehouse.com. We've got great painters covering the state of Arizona, starting with New Frontier Painting down in Tucson, James Cruz. We've got D&H Painting in Phoenix, as well as Dave's Adobe Painting and the Arizona Paint Company serving the Phoenix metro area. And, of course, Century Painting up in the Yavapai County, Coconino area, serving the Quad Cities. So we've got you covered. Don't make a mistake by picking the wrong painter. Get to rosieonthehouse.com.
Yes, sir. We have Richard Chandler, John and Gilbert, Gloria and Phoenix, and an open line at 1-888-767-4348 if you've got a question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Next hour, we're talking about things that could go wrong with your home.
Lead, asbestos, polybutylene, bad insulation, radon.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.